It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you've got a stake in General Motors, today is the first day of the rest of your life. The company is expected to announce this morning that it has left bankruptcy. NPR's Frank Langfitt is reporting on the hard work that lies ahead of this incredibly swift bankruptcy proceeding. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Given that people weren't even sure if General Motors could restructure in bankruptcy, how'd they get it done in 40 days?
Well, it was extraordinary. What happened is the government helped arrange a lot of deals in advance with the company's creditors, and then, frankly, they just rammed it through court. And the bankruptcy was sort of doing what executives for a long time, really decades, couldn't do at GM, and that was like really shrink the company and simplify it. So what they were able to do is get rid of about tens of billions of dollars in debt and labor obligations, and then strip the company down. It used to have 8 divisions, now it's going to be 4, so Saturn, Saab, Hummer, Pontiac, they're gone. Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC are going to be this new GM. And it's very, very helpful to running the company because the idea is instead of being forced to spend money feeding like a failing brand or making up for rising healthcare costs for workers, now, at least ideally, the company should be able to direct things towards research and development, more competitive cars, things like that. And so, frankly, after bankruptcy, really, there shouldn't be any more excuses.
Although, does this mean they're profitable on day one, having made all these changes?
Oh, not at all. I mean, this is going to take quite some time. In fact, one thing we really have to watch is the cash burn. This was the thing that got them into trouble in the fall. They were spending far more money than they were bringing in. And as we watch the company going forward as investors, this is something we really want to focus on.
Well, okay. Where could it go wrong?
It could go wrong in a number of ways. I mean, one thing is we're still in the middle of this recession. It's a terrible market out there for cars, of course. There's also incredible competition. You know, while GM was struggling and was in bankruptcy, Ford was actually taking the company's market share. There's the price of gas. Nobody really knows exactly where it's going to be. People think it's obviously going to go up over time. But if it were to spike soon, that could really hurt GM's truck sales. The Chevy is very strong. They're very reliant on that. The other thing is, if you talk to GM folks, they are concerned about government meddling. The government owns now about 60% of the company. And there's been political pressure on GM recently to sort of keep some operations open, build cars in the U.S. So they could create jobs here, even though we have very high labor costs. Now, the Obama administration going forward is going to try to protect the company from this.
Well, Frank, I know you've covered the auto industry a long time. Do people at GM or at any of the automakers really know precisely what kind of car people are going to want and that they can make money selling them in the future? For example, can they really make a lot of money off high-efficiency cars with new kinds of propulsion?
That's a huge issue. I mean, they've never been able to. One of the problems is with their smaller cars, they often really built them just to meet fuel economy standards and didn't put a lot of money into them, never really been able to make much money on them. Now, this is the thing we're really going to have to watch. If gas prices do go up, as most people expect, this is an area that GM just has to be competitive in. One thing to watch next year is the Chevy Cruze. It's going to be coming out in 2010 out of Lordstown, Ohio, a factory there. They say it could get up to 40 miles a gallon. And unlike some of the earlier cars, let's say like the Cobalt, the Chevy Aveo, which were pretty cheap looking, the Cruze, a much better interior, much better styled. And so one way that, you know, we as investors can track this is to see, you know, is the Cruze selling? Is it doing really well against things like the Corolla and the Honda Civic?
Okay. If they get that going, is there any chance that taxpayers are going to get their $50 billion back?
Well, this is a tough one, Steve. The government has said it wants to get out of GM as fast as it can. It doesn't want to be, you know, the owner of a big car company. And they're looking, I think, to make an initial public stock offering next year. Now, this could be really good for GM, get them out of public ownership and hopefully any meddling from politicians. But not necessarily so good for us, the taxpayer, because as you were just noting before, the company's just come out of bankruptcy. In order for us to make all that money back, the value of the company would just have to explode in a very short period of time. And that seems highly unlikely. So we're likely to lose a fair bit of this investment.
Oh, meaning that if the government, in theory, held on to its investment a few years, they might be selling stock in a profitable company. But at the moment, or next year, they're going to be selling stock in a money loser.
You got it.
Frank, thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Steve.